Evening, Bulldog football fans. Ben Moore here with you. I'm up in the booth with Grayson Barbie, who will correct me and keep me down to earth. This evening is the Iowa Bulldogs take on the Rankin Red Devils. As a pastor, I can just tell you, we always want to root for the Devils to lose, and so that's what we'll be doing tonight. Clock shows 11 minutes and 15 seconds left. Bulldogs are lined up in the end zone, getting ready for the national anthem. The Red Devils are practicing their field goal kicks and everything else that they need to do before the game starts. So, if you don't know, Rankin is ranked, or I don't know if they're ranked, but they are 9-1 on the season. Their one loss came to Westbrook, and they lost to Westbrook by 1 point. So the Bulldogs are in for it tonight, are really going to have to play a great and clean game, and they're fully capable of doing so. The weather, if you're not outside, I'm sure you're sitting by your fire or warmed up. It's 43 here right now, and the wind chill makes it feel like it's 38. And there's about a 10-mile-an-hour wind coming right into the face. We're on the home side, so right into our face, out of the north. So we'll kind of keep our eye peeled on other things and watch it. I'm up in the booth where it's nice, and there's no electricity. However, there is also no wind because we're behind all of that. So we'll keep you alive and in touch here. There's 10 minutes left on the clock as the games get going, waiting for Rankin to get set. Looks like they're going to get lined up, too. I don't know if you can hear. We're going to do the school songs in just a second, and they'll do the national anthem. I may step outside for the national anthem so you can hear it through my phone, because I don't think we'll hear anything in here. Okay, yeah, I just told six-man has ranked number one above Westbrook. So Bulldogs are facing a tough opponent tonight. There we go. Yeah, I'm going to step outside so I can hear all this and have some background. Woo! There we go. There you go. Nope, national anthem played. I don't know if you could hear it or not. Quiet, but 7 minutes, 45 seconds left until kickoff. Bulldogs getting ready to maybe waiting for the school song or the fight song. I can't tell. I step back inside. It is cold out. See if the weather's changed from the last time we looked at that. Again, the Bulldogs taking on the Rankin Red Devils tonight in Grady, Texas. Let's see, Weston Snyder. Let me get it set for where we are. It's 42, feels like it's 33, so it's just getting colder and colder. And that's just going to be the way it is for most of the night tonight. So, looks like we're getting set just for the school songs. Maybe we'll last a little bit there. The referees are out. Looks like we got a 4-man crew tonight. And there's not much else I can tell you until the game starts. And so the Iowa Bulldogs took second place in district after the loss to Westbrook. Westbrook won. So Westbrook's playing Garden City tonight, and the Bulldogs are facing Rankin. So pull up those outs and see if there's any scores from around that I can kind of update you on. We're waiting for kickoff here. 6 minutes, 15 seconds left in till kickoff. Dayton defeated Paducah 44-13 earlier. There's the school song. All right, so another score from around that I'm looking at. Snyder is leading Ferris 7-0 at the start of the second quarter. Lorraine taking on Panther Creek. That game has not started yet, at least in my scoreboard, and Westbrook versus Garden City hasn't started yet either. Both of those are set to kick off at 7:30 as well. Now, keep you up to date and informed on those. I want to say happy Veterans Day on the radio to all of our veterans and families of veterans who are listening. Appreciate you guys and the sacrifice you made so we can sit in the cold stand on Fridays and watch some kids play a game that they love. Bulldog's going to send out the captains tonight. Captains, as always, all throughout the year, the three seniors on the team. It's Brighton Partain, Zane Allen, and Jarrett Cabrera. Shaking hands with some... looks like they're doing deals with the devil, if you ask me. I mean, there is a lot of cameras. There's five different people taking videos down below. We think Rankin's got a pretty good little sports network, but if you want the Homer Iowa broadcast, that's where we're at here. Rough quality, but more fun. And I don't bring much to the table other than enthusiasm. And sometimes that enthusiasm goes unbridled in the Battle of Scurry County. I want to thank all of our sponsors who support these broadcasts. That includes Iron Baptist Church, the Iowa Church of God, Crossroads Oil and Gas, Snyder Iron and Metal, Snyder Chamber of Commerce, Bell Cypher and Steel Funeral Home, McWilliams Pharmacy, Legacy Fuels, the Iowa Booster Club, Doug and Susie White, Prosperity Bank, Cogdell Memorial Hospital, Calvary Baptist Church, Iowa Pump and Supply, and First Bank and Trust in Snyder. So the coin's been tossed. The Bulldogs are going to receive the opening kickoff. If you are looking at the field, like you're sitting in the stands, the Bulldogs will be receiving the kickoff on the right side of the field. The Red Devils will kick it from the left. So we will mark that, and we'll know at halftime Rankin will get the kickoff. Maybe the Bulldogs will have him 45 by then. All right. 2 minutes, 57 seconds left before kickoff. Bulldogs are back in the helmet. The Red Devils are, it looks like they're not going to inflate theirs. It's just a deflated devil. And as a pastor, I think that's a theological statement and probably a sermon at some point. This is really nice. This press box and the setup and grid is nice for us. We're out of the wind, very high. I feel really far away from the field, but I can see all the number lines pretty well, so I have no excuse for when I get the number lines wrong, and I fully expect Grayson to tell me when I call the wrong player's number and when I get the down marker, field marker wrong. So the Bulldog hat shaken, devil's deflated, waiting for the Bulldogs to run out. 2 minutes left on the clock before kickoff. Bulldogs look like they're getting nice and warm and getting fired up, and here they come. too, man. There's a ladder over there to get up. Is that where he's going to go? All right, Bulldogs get set. I was watching the warm-ups of the Red Devils, and they practice the onside kick a lot. And the Bulldogs are kind of lined up like it might be, but I don't know. They're going to send back deep number two, Aiden Claxton, for the Bulldogs as the Red Devils get ready to kick the ball. Waiting for the referee to give him the call. There's the whistle. Red Devils getting ready to kick it. And it's going to be high and far into the back of the end zone. It will be called a touchback. So, Bulldogs will open up this first round of the playoffs from their own 20-yard line. It'll be first and 15 for the Bulldogs. All right, there's the whistle. The Bulldogs get set. They're going to come out in the, not the I, but it'll be two down line on the near side. Partain on the far side. Partain gets the pitch, looking to throw the ball. He's going to toss it. It's going to fall incomplete. Hernandez was there just a little bit outside of him. Partain had several bevels on his tail. Dumped it off short. It's just a little bit too far for Hernandez to get. So that's going to set up a second and 15 for the Bulldogs from their own 20-yard line. Bulldogs came out in a different formation with the eye. They're going to come out in a more spread formation this time. Two receivers to the near side, three in the backfield. There's a snap pitch back. Partain's got the ball looking to throw it. Now he's just going to take off and run. He's got a little bit of room to run. He's going to fall down, be taken down after a gain of maybe 3-4 yards. We'll see where they spot it. It's going to be a gain of 3 yards for the Bulldogs. So now it's going to be a third and 12. The ball is going to be set at the Bulldog 23-yard line. Same formation, two receivers to the near side, three in the backfield. Hernandez, quarterback, there's that pitch back to Partain. Partain looking to throw the ball. Dodges one, now he tosses the ball up. It's going to fall incomplete. Partain was getting just hit there immediately. There's these two edge rushers for the Red Devils that are just massive. Rushed off the edge and got to Partain. He was able to throw the ball incomplete to avoid the sack, but that's going to make it a fourth and 12 for the Bulldogs from their own 23-yard line. 9:11 left in the first quarter. No score yet. This is the first drive of the game. Bulldogs break the huddle. Get set in the same formation. Two receivers near side, two in the backfield. There's a snap. Pitch to Partain. Partain avoids one rusher. Dumps it off short to Juarez. Juarez got the ball. He's not going to have enough for a first down. He'll gain 2-3 yards on the carry, but it's going to be a turnover on down by the Bulldogs. So, Bulldogs gained 5 yards total in the first offensive possession. And now it's going to be a turnover on downs. Red Devils are going to get the ball at the Bulldog 25-yard line. And they're going to line up under center with one tailback behind the quarterback. There's a snap. It's going to be a pitch to number 20 for the Red Devils, who barrels his way through for a gain of about 10, maybe 9 yards. That is Joyce Fort, the Red Devils, who's the ball carrier. Sets up a second and about 7 for the Red Devils. Ball's coming from the Bulldog 16-17 yard line. Same formation. There's a snap, this time with the handoff underneath to a different Red Devil. I can't see his number. He's going to be brought down by the Bulldogs. That's number 25, Case Custer. Tackled by the senior, Zane. Custer gets enough for a first down, so now it's going to be a first down goal from the 10, well, from the 9 for the Devils. Gets set under center. There's the snap looking to throw the ball. Gonna dump it off short. Hit by Pena. Pena, about half the size of that receiver, was able to drag him down for a stop. So now it's gonna be a gain of about 7-8 yards on the catch. It's gonna set up a second and goal from the 2, maybe the 1 for the Red Devils. 7:50 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs and the Red Devils tied, but the Red Devils 1 yard away from a touchdown. Gets set the same formation. Quarterback goes under center. There's a snap. This time it's going to be a handoff. Stuffs at the line of scrimmage. It's going to take several second step efforts, but the Red Devils are going to get in and score. That was Joyce for the Devils with the touchdown. The Bulldogs had him there. Joyce had tried to run up the middle, was shut out, but was able to squeeze out of some tackles. Tried to go back on the edge, was hit again, was able to break that tackle so he could get around the edge and score. And now the Devils going to try the 2-point kick. There's a snap to hold the kick. The ball's up. And it's good. So, the Devils take an early lead against the Bulldogs 8-0 with 7:35 left in the first quarter. I want to thank the sponsors for these broadcasts. That includes Iowa Baptist Church. Iowa Baptist Church seeks to make disciples who make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, and services. They have services Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a worship service at 11. With a free meal Wednesdays at 6 p.m. and a Bible study for all ages starting at 6:30. Visit sbciowa.com for more information. Visit Facebook and Instagram at Iowa Baptist. The Church of God in Iowa is a proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldogs. Visit our Facebook page at Iowa Church of God. I think the Devils are cold because they are getting to the line of scrimmage quickly and ready to go kick. So they're lined up, ready to kick before the Bulldogs could even broke the huddle on the sideline after the touchdown by the Devils. So it's going to be Claxton back deep for the Bulldogs. Devils get the ball. They kick it. It's going to hit at about the 10. Claxton's going to let it go into the end zone for a touchback. So, after the touchback, Bulldogs are going to take back over on their own 20-yard line. It's going to be a first and 15. Bulldogs trailing the Devils 8-0 with 7:35 left in the first quarter. Get it in the same formation, two receivers to the near side, two in the backfield. This time Partain gets the ball, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton rolling around trying to throw it. He's going to dump it short to Allen. Allen catches the ball for a 5-yard gain. Still on his feet. He's going to be drugged down after a gain of 7-8 yards. We'll see where they spot it at, but the freshman Claxton comes out firing. That's going to set up a 2nd and 7 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be on the Ira 27 yard line. There's not yard line markers. I just have the 5, so I'm kind of rough guessing. Same formation, two receivers from the near side. Partain's going to be the quarterback, but the deep man back's Claxton. Partain gets the ball, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton dumps it deep to Juarez. Juarez able to get the first down up to get to the down marker. Falls near the first down. They're going to say he's about a yard short. It's going to be a 3rd and about 1, maybe 1.5 for the Bulldogs. Ball is at the 34-yard line. So the Devil rushers who are rushing up the field so hard to give us fits that first drive. Here, Claxton's been able to dodge the tackles, and then he's been dumping it off short to the outlet man, and there's been nobody there against them, and they've been able to get some yardage here. Same formation. Partain gets the ball, pitches it to Claxton. Partain makes a few blocks. Claxton now just can take off. Nope, he's going to toss it deep. He's got Allen wide open. Allen still on his feet. He's at the 20. Cuts it up in the middle of the field. He's going to get it in the end zone. It's going to be a touchdown. Bulldog! Claxton had the ability with his legs. He could have got the first down, but he kept his eyes downfield, looked up. He saw Allen wide open, tossed it to Allen, the target to 20, and it was just a foot race for Allen. He was able to beat the Red Devil defense, and now the Bulldogs are going to go for the two-point kick. There's the snap, the hold, the kick. The ball is tipped. It's going to be blocked. It's going to be no good. So the score is now going to be 8-6. Bulldogs trailing the Red Devils at the blocked kick. However, the Bulldogs able to move the ball around on offense pretty easily that second drive and showed a little bit of life here on this cold night from Grady, Texas. Sponsors for the broadcast include Crossroads Oil and Gas, was established in 2019. In 2020, we purchased Apache's Easter Shelf properties located primarily in Scurry, Borden, and Fisher County. Our field office is located in Iowa, Texas, and we strive to support local vendors and charities. Proudly employ local residents in the oil and gas industry. Schneider Iron and Metal, with top prices paid for recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup available, roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods available with locations in Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. So with 5:58 left in the first quarter, Bulldogs get on the board. It's 8-6. Dogs trailing the Devils by 2. Partain's going to be the kicker for the Bulldogs. And there's the kick. It's going to bounce at about the 20. Bobbled by the Red Devil kicker. He just now picked the ball up at their end zone. He's going to be hit by the Dogs and brought down around the 14-yard line, maybe the 13. I mean, there's not individual yard markers, just the big 5 yards, so we're going to have a lot of guesstimates here on exactly where it's at. So good kick by Partain. Ball hit at about the 20, bounced, and the Red Devil return man bobbled it, picks it up in his end zone, didn't get out very far, so first and 15 for the Devils from their own 13-yard line. There's a snap underneath. Devils get set, pitch it back to the running back. He's hit by several Bulldog defenders, and the dominant Dog defense says enough. Gain of maybe 3 yards for the running back. It's going to set up a second and 13 for the Devils. Well, probably. Sorry, looking at the wrong number. Second and 12 for the Devils. Ball's on the Devil 17-yard line. There's the snap. This time it's going to be a pass. Devils looking to throw the ball. He tosses it good. He tosses it deep. Hernandez there with perfect defense against the Devil defender. He was right on his tail the whole time. It's Hernandez with the defense. Partain was right there as well. Devils tried to take a shot deep. Didn't work, and now it's going to be a third and 12. Ranking on their own 16-yard line. 5:16 left in the first. Bulldogs trailing 6-8. Rankin looks a little confused on offense. Quarterback's trying to tell everybody what to do. Get the play in. Yeah, it's not going super fast. Quarterback gets that under center. There's a snag. He's going to drop back looking to throw the ball. He's going to toss it to his receiver. Receiver falls down. It's going to be incomplete. So now it's going to be a fourth and 12 for the Devils. 5:11 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs trailing 6-8, but the dominant Dodge defense has forced the Devil offense into a fourth and long situation. Ball's at the Devil's 16-yard line. There's a snap. Devil looking to throw the ball. They're going to dump it off short. He's going to be hit and brought down. I don't think it's enough for a first down. They're going to see exactly where it's at. He's still really close. They're going to give it to him. They need to at least measure it. Seems like a little generous of a spot, in my opinion, but it's going to be a first down. The Red Devils fell down right at the line of scrimmage, or right at the first down marker. Devils going to rush to the line of scrimmage. 5 minutes left in the first quarter and counting. Get set. It's going to be a handoff by the Devils. It's going to be tackled by Juarez and Pena in on the tackle. Carry of about 8-9 yards for the Devils. Gets the ball up to the 38-yard line of Rankin. So it's a second and 6-7. There's the snap. It's going to be handoff. Yeah, hard by the senior, Zane Allen. As soon as they handed him off the ball, Zane was right there and leveled that running back. He lost about 4 yards on that carry. Now it's going to be a 3rd and 9 for the Devils. Good night, Zane said. Slow down. Red Devils taking their time now, getting under center. Last time they took their time like this, it was so the quarterback could warm his hands up to throw the ball. This time he's going to pitch it backwards to the same guy who just got leveled by the senior, Allen. He's going to be stopped short. Again, it's Allen. Running back able to gain about 6, 7, 8 yards. So it's going to set up a 4th and about 2 for the Devils. 3:45 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs trailing 8-6, but consistently forcing the Devils into 4th down plays. Here we go. Quarterback's taking his time. Under center. There's a fat pitch back to the running back. He's going to be hit and leveled. It should not be a first down. Let's see where they mark it. It doesn't look like a first down. The mark doesn't look like a first down. The referees are going to get together and talk about it. And they're going to take turnover on down. The dominant dive defense bears its teeth. The Devils remain deflated. That was Allen on that one, just the senior stepping up and saying, we have to stop this offense, and the Bulldogs did. Now the Bulldogs come out, two receivers to the near side. Partain's going to be the quarterback, but Claxton's going to be the deep man. Offsides on the Devils. This could be a free play for the Bulldogs. Claxton gets the ball, and is just going to take off and run. Gained about 3 yards on the carry. The Bulldogs will probably just take the penalty there. The Devils had a guy offside. Yeah, he was way. It should be on the Devils waiting for the white hat to signal. That's going to be a false start on the Devils. So now that's going to set up the Bulldogs with a 1st and 10, and they're going to get the ball at the Rankin 39-yard line. 3:14 left in the first quarter. Dogs trailing the Devils 6-8, but they have the ball and are moving down the field. Same formation. There's the snap. Partain gets the ball, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton gets the ball. Now this time they're going to make Claxton throw it. He's going to toss it. It's going to be deflected, incomplete. Allen was the intended receiver there. Just some good coverage by the Devil. Rankin adjusted, and now they're not rushing the quarterback quite as much. They're going to force Claxton to throw the ball. Before, they were rushing so hard that the Bulldogs are able to dump it short. Referee's going to call timeout. There's a car with their lights on in the end zone. If you're hearing this and you're sitting in your car, just check and make sure your lights aren't on. Although by the time you hear this, it's about a 3-minute delay. So 3:04 left in the first. Bulldogs trailing the Devils 6-8. Faced with a 2nd and 10 from the Rankin 39-yard line. Waiting for, it's just that one vehicle has their lights on in the end zone still. Waiting for them to turn those off. Hey. 3:04 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs' first offensive stint was shut out, and the Devils ran their way through the dog defense and got a touchdown. Then after that, the Bulldogs came out and did some short passes underneath at the hard-rushing Rankin edge rusher, was able to catch him off guard, and then Claxton connected with Allen for a long touchdown pass, probably a 50-yard, you know, by the time it was all said and done play. Put the Bulldogs on the board. Still waiting for that car to turn their lights off. It moves the lights lower. I guess they're going to say, okay, that's good. So now it's going to be a 2nd and 10 for the Bulldogs from the Rankin 39-yard line. There's the snap. Partain gets it, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball. He's going to run. He's going to tuck it underneath. He's got 5 yards. He's got enough for to be just short of the first down. It's going to be about a yard short by the freshman. Claxton gets the ball all the way to the 30. He wisely was on the far side of the field and then looked up, ran around the edge rusher, had plenty of room to run, faked the toss downfield, which made the defense stall and was able to get the Bulldogs to a 3rd and 1 from the Red Devils' 30-yard line. .254 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs trailing, but driving here. There's the snap. Partain gets it. Pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton's got the ball, looking to throw it. Nope, he's going to tuck it off and run. He's going to have enough for a first down. His forward progress should be at the first down. Ooh, they're going to – we'll see exactly where they spot that. Oh, that's a bad spot. But they're going to say it wasn't quite enough. Now it's on – the yard marker is at the Rankin 39-yard line. The nose of the ball – when they started was at the 30, and now the butt of the ball for the Bulldogs is at the 30-yard line, and so didn't quite give us it. I mean, there's no individual yard markers, so it's hard and a little frustrating, but the Bulldogs face with a 4th and 1 here. Same formation. There's the snap, pitch to Partain. Partain tosses it short. It's caught by Corey. Corey's going to have enough for a first down for the Bulldogs. That time the Bulldogs just trying to catch the Red Devil defense off guard. Typically, Partain gets it, pitches it back to Claxton, and then Claxton throws it. This time, Partain got it, just turned and threw it to Corey immediately. He's able to gain 3-4 yards on it, so it's a first down for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be set at the 26-yard line of the Devils. Dogs have been doing a good job tonight on what is ranked the number one team by six-man football. Their only loss comes by 1 point to Westbrook. There's the snap. Partain gets it, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball. He lets it go. Thor is going to be knocked incomplete by the Devils. That was for Caden Forey. A little bit scary there. The Devils closed in on that, and I thought they were going to intercept it, but instead it was just deflected, and so it'll be a 2nd down. For the Bulldogs. Ball set at the Rankin 26-yard line. .129 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs trailing 6-8, but driving down the field. Two receivers to the near side. Partain's going to be the quarterback. Forey's going to be behind him. Partain gets it, pitches it back to Forey. Forey's got the ball. This time he's going to run around the near side. He's trying to make something happen with Greg. He breaks one tackle. He's going to be pushed out of bounds. Gets all the way down to the 20 for a gain of 6-7 yards. Claxton, sorry. He wasn't so cold. I didn't go to the sideline. So the Bulldogs now get the ball down to the Red Devils' 20-yard line. It's going to be a 3rd and 9. To show Westbrook leading Garden City 14-6. 1:21 left in the first. Bulldogs have the ball, faced with 3rd and 9 from the Red Devil 20. There's the snap. Partain gets it, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton has the ball. Looking in the backfield, trying to find somebody over the throw. Doesn't absolutely take off and run. Now he's going to toss it deep. It's going to be caught by Cabrera. Enough for a first down. That's DJ. Oh, that's DJ. I thought that was Cabrera.
That's C.J. Collier, number three for the Bulldogs, so another freshman with a huge catch, Claxton to Collier. So now it's a first and goal for the Bulldogs. Ball is at the 8-yard line. Bulldogs seem to be really thriving in this cold weather, and the Devils seem to really kind of be stiff and cold. Theologically, that makes a lot of sense, and it's making sense on the football field as well. There's the snap. Partain gets the ball. Now he's going to toss it short. It's going to fly over the head, just over the head of Pena. That was another one of those passes where typically Partain gets it and he pitches it back to Claxton, but this time Partain got it and just threw it real quick to Jaron, trying to catch the defense off guard and keep them on their toes. Just a hair over, but it's a second and goal now for the Bulldogs from the 8. Two receivers to the near side. Same formation. Everything's the same as the Bulldogs have been. They've been running a lot of plays out of this formation last few games. Partain gets the ball. This time he's got Partain through it. I think he just got deflected at the line of scrimmage. I'm not sure. I thought he threw it and my eyes jumped. So now it's going to be a third and goal for the Bulldogs. 37 seconds left in the first quarter. Dogs trailing the Devils 6-8. But have been moving the ball well, finding gaps in this defense, and really catching the Devils off guard. Two receivers to the near side, two in the backfield. There's the snap. Partain gets the ball. He pitches it to Claxton. Claxton just going to try to run it. He's going to have enough to... Oh, did he get in the end zone? They're going to say he stepped out at the 1. Claxton saying he extended the ball over the line of scrimmage, but they're going to say he stepped out. So now it's going to be a 4th and goal from the maybe 1.5-yard line. This is a huge play for the Bulldogs. If the Bulldogs can score here, it'll put them up in the game. The Bulldogs have held the ball on offense most of the first quarter. I wish I had the stats on the time of possession. Looks like Coach Goodman's going to let the play clock get down to 1 and then call a timeout while he thinks about it, and that's exactly what he's going to do. So, Bulldogs call their first timeout of the half. So, with 30 seconds left in the first quarter, Bulldogs call a timeout faced with a 4th and goal from the 1.5-yard line. Bulldogs trailing the Red Devils 6-8, but have moved the ball well the last two offensive drives. These broadcasts are brought to you by many people, and those include the Snyder Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center provides a strong foundation for our community by partnering with businesses and promoting growth through chamber support and tourism. Go get them, dogs. Bell Seifert and Steele Funeral Home, independently owned and operated, serving Snyder, Ira, Hermley, and Scurry County for many years. Go dogs. McWilliams Pharmacy is the only locally owned and operated pharmacy in Snyder. We have all sorts of gifts and home decor, and we provide immunizations and a wide variety of over-the-counter items. We deliver and try to make your health and care a part of what we do best. Thank you to all the sponsors who support these broadcasts. All right. Bulldogs break the huddle. They come out in the same formation. Two receivers to the near side. 2 steps back. Partain's the quarterback. Claxton's behind him. Faces a 4th and goal from the 2. Partain gets the ball. Pick it forward. It's to Cabrera. He falls into the end zone for a touchdown. That Cabrera. Pena. Beautiful play call by the Bulldogs. A play that I have never seen the Bulldogs run. Partain got the ball as the quarterback and then just did an underhanded pitch straight forward to Pena, who caught the ball and fell into the end zone for a touchdown. Bulldogs now set to try the 2-point PAT. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up. And it's good! So now the Bulldogs take a lead over the Rankin Red Devils 14-8 with 26 seconds left in the first quarter. To these broadcasts are brought to you by Legacy Fuels. We sell propane, diesel, and lubricants and have been in business since 1937. We deliver to Scurry County and the surrounding areas. The Ira Booster Club, proudly supporting all Ira Bulldog activities on the field or in the classroom. Visit our Facebook page to find out how to help. Doug and Susie White, proud Ira Bulldogs graduate of Ira with a family of four generations of graduates, starting with our two mothers, both of us, our two sons, Rodney and Ronald, and grandson, Rowdy. Rowdy was a fifth generation on his mother's side. The orange and black run through our veins. Proud to be Ira Bulldog supporters. So, Bulldogs keep set to do the kickoff, leading 14-8 here in Grady, Texas. Outside of the first offensive drive and defensive drive for the Bulldogs, it's been Ira football, and Partain's going to be the kicker for the Bulldogs. Gets ready and set. He's going to kick it. It's going to hit at about the 10. It's going to be picked up by Rankin at the 5. Red Devil still on his feet. He's going to be hit by several Bulldogs. Still on his feet. He's going to get it past midfield. Well, now he's going to get it to midfield. Number 7 for the Devils, Martinez, is the deep man back. Yeah. So, Rankin's going to take over at their own 39-yard line. Red Devils get set under center, 16 seconds left in the first quarter. There's a snap hit to the Devil running back. It's going to be brought down by Hernandez and Partain. Gain of 10 yards, maybe 11 for Joyce. Sorry, that's Jackson. And the Devils are just going to let the clock end on the first quarter. So after one, the Bulldogs are leading the Devils 14-8 and getting set for some second quarter football. These broadcasts are brought to you by Lost Include, Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting the Ira Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Saga Memorial Hospital in Snyder is a proud sponsor of the Ira Bulldogs. We're happy to help with any of your medical needs. Calvary Baptist Church is a place for the whole family to gather and worship Jesus with an emphasis on the gospel, fellowship, and community outreach. We have two opportunities for worship on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 10:30, as well as services on Wednesdays beginning with a free meal at 5. We hope to see everybody there so we can warmly tell you, welcome home. Ira Pump and Supply. Ira Pump and Supply for all your downhole pump and oil field needs in First Bank and Trust in Snyder. Thanks to all of our sponsors who support these broadcasts. Red Devils are faced with second and four. There's a snap pitch back to one of the Red Devil running backs. He's going to be hit and brought down. He's going to gain enough for a first down. That's number 15, Jackson, for the Devils. Gets the ball all the way out to the Bulldog 19-yard line. Devils get set. They're going to go under center again. There's a snap pitch to Jackson again. He's going to be brought down by several Bulldog defenders, at least three. Pena was in on it. Cabrera was in on it. Maybe Juarez as well. So now it's going to be a second and 10 for the Devils. There's a snap. I don't think he was set on that. I thought that was an illegal formation, but Red Devils were able to hand the ball off to Jackson, and he runs in for a touchdown. So, now the score is all tied up 14-14. Red Devils are going to go for the two-point field goal attempt. There's a snap. The hold, the kick, the ball's up. And it's good. So, just on this side of the second quarter, Red Devils drive down the field and score. Now the score is 14-16. Devils leading the Dogs with 9:22 left in the half. These broadcasts are brought to you by many people, which includes First Bank and Trust in Snyder. Ira Pump and Supply. Call Ira Pump and Supply for all your downhole pump and oil field needs. Calvary Baptist Church. Calvary is a place for the whole family to gather and worship Jesus with an emphasis on the gospel, fellowship, and community outreach. They have two opportunities for worship on Sunday mornings at 9 and 10:30, as well as services on Wednesdays, beginning with a free meal at 5. We hope to see everybody there so we can warmly tell you, welcome home. Ogden Memorial Hospital. Ogden Memorial Hospital in Snyder is a proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldogs. Happy to help in any way. Happy to help with any of your medical needs. Westbrook's up 22-6 against Garden City. About the same point in the game we are early on in the second quarter. Devils get the ball. They're going to kick an onside kick. Bulldogs are going to recover at their own 35-yard line. It is Pena who was able to run forward and jump on the ball. So, Dogs going to have a first and 15 from their own 36 once they set the ball on the ground. 9:21 left in the half. Bulldogs trailing the Devils 16-14, but have found a groove on offense and have been able to drive down the field the last two times and score. Same formation, two receivers to the far side, two in the backfield. There's a snap. Partain gets the ball, pitches back to Claxton. Claxton has the ball looking to throw, and that's just going to run up forward and run. He's going to toss it deep. He's got Foran. Foran catches the ball at the 5-yard line. Huge game for the Bulldogs. The freshman Claxton using his feet. The Devils having to respect it. So Claxton takes off running forward. The Devils come up trying to stop him, which leaves receivers open downfield deep, and Claxton just dumps that one to 40 for a huge gain. It's going to set up a first and goal from the 5 for the Bulldogs. .8:55 left in the half and counting. Bulldogs 5 yards away from their third touchdown of the evening. Two receivers to the far side. Partain is going to be the quarterback. Claxton is going to be the deep man. There's a snap. Partain gets it, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball. He's going to take off with his feet. Now he's just going to toss it out of the back of the end zone. Allen's right there. Allen catches it. They're going to say he fell out of bounds. Allen caught the ball, but it looks like his toe might have just been on the out-of-bounds line. Grayson's not as optimistic as I am, but... So now it's going to be a second and goal for the Bulldogs from the 5. Bulldogs taking the time coming out of the huddle. This time they are going to come out of the huddle in a different formation, but not one unfamiliar to us. This is the Ira I. There's that Partain gets the ball, pitches it to Pena. Pena has the ball on the inside. He's going to rush around the edge. Gets back on the edge. Going to be a touchdown, Bulldogs! That was just an old Ira I sweep, if you remember those long days from the beginning of the year. Partain got the ball out of the shot, or underneath the center, pitched it back to Pena, and Pena was able to run on into the end zone for a touchdown. Bulldogs now up 20-16 inside the 2-point PAT. There's the snap, the hole, the kick, the ball's up. And it's good! The Bulldogs take the lead again from the Red Devils, leading 22-16 with 8:27 left in the half. This broadcast is brought to you by Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Doug and Susie White, proud Iowa Bulldogs, a graduate of Iowa with a family of four generations of graduates, starting with our two mothers, both of us, our two sons, Rodney and Ronald, and grandson, Rowdy. Rowdy was a fifth generation on his mother's side. Orange and black run through our veins. Proud to be Ira Bulldog supporters. The Ira Booster Club, proudly supporting all Ira Bulldog activities on the field and in the classroom. Visit our Facebook page to find out how you can help. Legacy Fuel. We sell propane, diesel, and lubricants and have been in business since 1937. We deliver to Scurry County and the surrounding areas. All right, Bulldogs take a lead again. Outside of the first offensive drive the Bulldogs have had, they've been able to drive down the field and score every time, and each time it's looked a little bit different, just some great play calling and some great execution by the Bulldogs. Partain's going to be the kicker for the Dogs. The deep man back is going to be Martinez, I believe. There's the kick. Martinez is going to catch the ball at the 10, still on his feet at the 20. He's going to be brought down by Collier at the Bulldog third, or at the Red Devils 30-yard line. So it's going to be a first and 15 for the Devils from their own 35-yard line. Devils get set in the same formation they've been in all night. Two in the backfield, two down linemen to the far side, and the quarterback goes under center. There's a snap. Quarterback drops back, looking to throw the ball, being pursued by several Bulldogs. He's going to toss it deep. Jaron wisely, as the quarterback came up forward, he had great defense on the receiver. The quarterback underthrew the receiver, and Pena almost able to pick the ball off. Wasn't quite able to get there, so now it's going to be a second and 15 for the Devils from their own 35-yard line. Same formation for the Devils. There's a snap pitch to, I think it's Jackson on the near side. Jackson's going to gain a little bit, but not much. It's going to be a 4-yard gain, so it'll set up a third and 11. It's going to be third and 12 for the Devils, coming from their own 33-yard line. Same formation, 7:45 left in the first. Bulldogs leading 22-16, and the dominant defense showing their teeth. Devils motion out. They're going to try to run the ball on the far side. They're going to be brought down after a gain of maybe three. So it's now going to be a fourth and, oh, goodness. Ball is at the Bulldogs 30, or the Red Devil 36.5 yard line, so it's going to be about a fourth and 7 or 8. Coming out in a more spread, two receivers to the far side this time, and the Devils are going to come out in shotgun. There's a snap. Quarterback drops back, looking to pass. Has no receivers open downfield. He's going to try to dump it off short to Jackson. Jackson catches it. It's going to be a first down for the Devils, but he's going to be tackled at the Bulldog 25-yard line. Just looking to see if there's going to be a flag on holding in the backfield, but I didn't see one. So that's a first down for the Devils. They cut the ball up to the 36-yard line. Jackson is a beast when he gets the ball. The Bulldogs have done a good job of keeping him from... sorry, I keep saying Jackson. That's Bunger. Devils come out in a similar formation they've been in, except they're under center this time. There's a handoff to number 25, Custer, is able to get a first down, and it's going to be a first and goal from the 8 for the Devils. .643 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 22-16, but looking for a stop here by the defense. There's a snap pitch to Jackson running out of the backfield on the far side. Jackson weebles and wobbles his way through. He's going to fall, and they're going to give him a touchdown. Yeah. So now the score is 22-22. Devils looking to try to make a two-point PAT. Bulldogs really could use a block here to keep the game tied. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up. And it's good. So, that puts the score 24-22. With 6 minutes and 30 seconds left in the half. Sponsors for the broadcast include Nick Williams Pharmacy, the only locally owned and operated pharmacy in Snyder. They have all sorts of gifts and home decor, and we've brought immunizations and a wide variety of over-the-counter items. We deliver and try to make your health and care a part of what we do best. Bell Seifert and Steele. Now, Bell Seifert and Steele Funeral Home, independently owned and operated, serving Snyder, Hydra, Hermley, and Scree County for many years. Go Dogs.
Snyder Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center provide a strong foundation for our community by partnering with businesses and promoting growth through chamber support and tourism. Go get them, dogs.
So, dogs, down now 22-24 with 6:30 left in the half. Dogs send back deep Claxton. The Devils have kicked it deep once there, twice, and they kicked it onside. This time they're going to kick it deep. Claxton's going to let the ball go back into the end zone for a touchback. So it'll be first and 15 for the Bulldogs from our own 20-yard line. So Bulldogs take the field. They've been able to last three offensive drives to drive down the field methodically. It's out of the same formation they've had so much success. Two receivers to the near side, two in the backfield. Partain's going to be the quarterback, and Claxton's going to be the deep man. Partain gets it, pitches it to Claxton. Claxton gets the ball, and he's just going to throw it incomplete. That time the Bulldogs tried to catch the Devils off guard. I don't see if Claxton saw it. Brighton didn't even block. He ran up like a screen. And there was just those two guys, which they're pretty tall, that were right in Claxton's face. And so he just threw the ball away. No harm, no foul. Now it's going to be a second and 15 for the Bulldogs from the own 20-yard line. 6:23 left in the half. Bulldogs down two. Two same formations. It's flipped now. Two receivers to the far side. There's the snap. Partain gets it, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball. Nope, now he's going to take off with his feet and run. He's going to be tackled behind the line of scrimmage. He tried to take it off and run and just got tripped up by one of the Devil defenders for a loss of about a yard. So that's going to be a third and 16 for the Bulldogs now. The Devils with a little trickery there. Instead of running the edge defenders, they blitzed one of the corners and dropped one of the edges back on the receiver, which left Partain with no one to block with the angle he was at, and that was the young man who was able to get to Claxton. Bulldogs come out in the same formation, two receivers to the far side, two in the backfield. There's a snap. Partain gets it, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton got the block set up. He's going to run out right up the middle. He's going to toss the ball, and it's going to be caught by Allen for a gain of about 10. So now it'll be a fourth and 5 for the Bulldogs from around their own 30-yard line. They're going to spot it at the 29. So 5:09 and counting left in the half. Bulldogs face with a fourth and 5 from their own 29-yard line. Two receivers to the far side, two in the backfield. And Coach Giblin's going to call the second timeout of the half for the Bulldogs. So, at the timeout, Bulldogs trailing the Devils 22-24 with 4:58 left in the half. Sponsors for the broadcast include Snyder Iron and Metal, the top practice paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup is available with roll-off containers, portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and ROMs available with locations in Snyder, Hampton, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. Crossroads Oil and Gas was established in 2019. In 2020, we purchased Apache's Easter Shelf properties located primarily in Scurry, Borden, and Fisher counties. Our field office is located in Iron, Texas, and we strive to support local vendors and charities, proudly employ local residents in the oil and gas industry. The First Church of God in Ira. The Ira Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. Visit our Facebook page at Ira Church of God. And Ira Baptist Church seeks to make disciples who make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, and service. For more information, visit fbcira.com or visit their Facebook and Instagram pages at Ira Baptist. Bulldogs face with a fourth and 6 here. There's the snap. Partain gets it, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball. He's going to toss it. Got it complete to Pena. It's going to be enough for a first down and some. Pena gets the ball all the way out. Oh, is that Cabrera? Y'all are going to have to help me because the 8, the 6, the 9 are all real blurry from up here with my rapidly aging eyes. So, Bulldogs get a first down, a huge first down. The sign marker says fourth. It's first and 15 for the Bulldogs. Ball is on the Bulldogs 39-yard line. Two receivers to the far side, two in the backfield. There's the snap. Partain gets it, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton has the ball in the throw. He's going to dump it off short to Partain. Partain's got some room to run. But he's going to be caught and hit right at the line of scrimmage. That was just an excellent close-iron tackle by the Red Devil defender. I thought Partain had nobody around him, but then he showed up out of nowhere. Looks like he did to Charlie Daniels back in Georgia. So now it's going to be a second and 15 for the Bulldogs from our own 39-yard line. Four 15 and counting left in the first. Bulldogs need to break this huddle. Oh, they still got 20 time, 15 seconds on the play clock. Two receivers to the far side, two in the backfield. Same formation for most of the night. There's the snap. Partain gets it. Pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton dancing around the backfield. There's going to try to throw it. DT's got Allen wide open. Allen catches the ball. Coming up for first down. Allen dodges one defender. Touchdown, Bulldog! Second time tonight, the Claxton-Allen connection has succeeded. That puts the Bulldogs up 28-24 with 3:48 left in the half. Bulldogs going to go for the two-point PAT. Bishop's the snapper. Hernandez the holder, and Partain's the kicker. There's the snap, the hold, the kick. The ball's up. It is good. It was high enough. I wasn't sure if it was going to be far enough. Good for the Bulldogs. That puts the score 30-24. Ira leading Rankin with 3:48 left in the half. Let me update my scoreboard checking app. But this is the Homer broadcast. Let's see. Dayton defeated Paducah 44-13. Yesterday, Snyder's tied up with Ferris 14-14. Westbrook's leading Garden City 28-14 with a minute 44 left in the half, or the second quarter. Some teams the Bulldogs have played. Lorraine is defeating Panther Creek 48-0 with 6:56 left in the second, and Klondike is leading Sanderson 32-24. Put Partain going to be the kicker for the Bulldogs. Get it back deep. Kicks it low and short. It's going to hit at the 10 and kind of die. Picked up by Martinez for the Red Devils. Martinez still on the feet. There's a massive holding right there. They're going to catch it and call it. Martinez also stepped out of bounds. So the Devils were able to get the ball all the way to the Bulldog 38, but there was a big old flagrant holding. They moved the flag from the 30, so holding on the kicking team. We'll see. Receiving team, yeah, holding on the receiving team. That's going to back the Devils up. So the Rankin Red Devils are going to take over on their own 20 now. It's going to be a first and 15 for the Devils from their own 20-yard line. Bulldogs leading 30-24 with 3:40 left in the half. Devils get set. They're going to go under center. There's the snap. It's pitched to Jackson running on the far side. Jackson's going to be brought down by Juarez for the Bulldogs. Gains about 5. So it sets up a 2nd and 10. The Devils haven't had much success running towards the side of Allen the senior, so they've been running towards the other side. And if that's the case here, then they should run it towards the near side. We'll see. They shift over. There's a snap running towards the far side. Jackson's going to have enough for 5 yards, maybe 6, but he's going to be brought down. Looks like that was Pena for the Bulldogs. So now it's going to be a third and two, a long two, third and three. Ball's going to be set at the Bulldogs, or at the Red Devil 33-yard line. Get set under center. There's that pitch running through the near side. It's going to be hit still on his feet, brought down. It'll be enough for a first down. Moves the Devils up to the 39-yard line. 2:40 left in the half. And counting. Bulldogs leading 30-24. Bulldogs really need to stop here. The Rankin Red Devils will receive the kickoff at half. Gonna have to, the dominant dog defense is gonna have to stand up here. There's a snap pitch back to the Devils running on the near side. Massive holding wasn't called. Gain of about 5 for the Devils, so that's gonna set up a second and 10. Well, that was a gain of about 6, so it's gonna be a second and 9. Ball's at the Bulldogs 34-yard line now. There's a snap, pitch back again to Jackson, running on the near side. Jackson finds a hole, and he's going to get a touchdown. So now the score is tied, 30-30, with 1:53 left in the half. Red Devils going to try the two-point PAT. So far tonight, they have what seems like a pretty good kicker. He hasn't really struggled here, but the Bulldogs really could use a block. There's a snap, the hold to kick, the ball's up. And it's good. So, now the score is 32-30 with 1:53 left in the half. Bulldogs trailing the Red Devils, but the Dogs have a minute and 53 seconds to work some Iowa Bulldogs magic. Again, the Devils will receive the kickoff at half, so the Bulldogs really needing to find a way to run down the field and score here. Sponsors for the broadcast include Iowa Baptist Church, Iowa Church of God, Crossroads Oil and Gas, Snyder Iron and Metal, the Snyder Chamber of Commerce, Bell Cypher and Seal Funeral Home, McWilliams Pharmacy, Legacy Fuels, Ira Booster Club, Doug and Susie White, Prosperity Bank, Cogdill Memorial Hospital, Calvary Baptist Church, Ira Pumpkin Supply, and First Bank and Trust in Snyder. So the Red Devils, three of their four kicks, have kicked it deep. One time they tried to do an onside kick. I'm curious to see what they will try to do here. The deep kicks back, the Bulldogs could just let it go into the end zone for a touchback and started at our 20. And there's the kick. It's going to be high and far. Flaxton's going to be the deep man who lets it go into the end zone for a touchback. So the Dogs will take over at their own 20-yard line. They have 60 yards to go for a touchdown. 1:53 left in the half. The Bulldogs have one timeout. The Devils have three. Bulldogs are down 2 points and will be kicking at the other side of halftime. So Dogs really needing to pull out some Ira magic here, drive down the field and score. The offense hasn't struggled outside of the first drive. Two receivers to the far side, two in the backfield. There's a snap. Partain gets it, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton looking around the backfield, trying to make something happen. He's going to dump it off short to Partain. Partain's got the ball now, looking to run. He's not really got nowhere. Coming across the field again. Partain's going to fumble the ball. It's going to be dove on by Claxton, who's going to get it. But now the Bulldogs are pushed way, way back. All the way to the Bulldogs' 5-yard line. So now it's going to be a second and 15, 25, 30 for the Bulldogs. And the Devils take their first timeout of the half. So now the Dogs faced with second and 30. The ball's going to be set at their own 5-yard line. Claxton dumped it short to Partain. Partain tried to run up to the goal line, but there was just several Red Devil defenders there, so they cut back course. It is a cold night and a chilly night. I don't know what the temperature is now, but it's been progressively getting colder, and we'll have a freeze tonight. It may be freezing already. 39, and it feels like it's 33. So you see how it's going to be easy to punch the ball out if you're not going to secure it and hold it tight. Bulldogs ran off about 14 seconds there on that one play that was such a negative. They're really just not a good offensive play for the Bulldogs, not executed well. So now the Bulldogs shoot themselves in the foot a little bit. Faced with a second and 30 from their own five, a minute and 30 seconds left in the half, two receivers to the far side, two in the backfield. There's a snap. Parkman gets it, pitches it to Claxton. Claxton doesn't have a lot of room to run backwards. Being chased around now, he's going to be tackled, and they're going to say safety. So that's going to give the Devils two more points. So now the score is 34-30. 1:23 left in the half, and the Bulldogs will have to kick it to the Devils. So the dominant dog defense, as they've had to do for much of the season, is going to have to bear the weight here late in the second quarter, as the Bulldogs had just their worst offensive drive of the game. First offensive drive, they went four and out, and that last one they lost 25 yards to get a safety. Puts the Devils up 34-30. So Partain's going to be the kicker for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs waiting to have the deep man back is number 7, Martinez. He hasn't run one back, but he has run to midfield several times. See what the Bulldogs do here. Going to need to just try to stop the bleeding at this point and get into halftime. There's Partain with the kick. It's going to be high and short. Martinez is going to have to come up to catch it. It drops at the 20, at the 16, 17-yard line. Martinez is going to be hit by Bishop, brought down at the 33 of the Red Devils, so no time ran off the clock. It was 1:18 when it was kicked. No time came off the clock, so the Devils get a few seconds there as a break. Bulldogs trailing 30-34 with 1:18 left in the half. Ready for the dominant dog defense to stand up and make something happen. Red Devil's going to go under center. There's the snap. It's going to be a pitch back to Jackson. Jackson running on the near side. Big block in the back, but it doesn't matter. Allen chases down the running back and tackles it for a loss. He may have been aided because the end pushed him in the back. Loss of 2 yards, so it's now going to be a 2nd and 17. Yeah, that was blatantly right there. 2nd and 17 for the Devils. 53 seconds left in the half, and Coach Goodwin's going to call his final timeout of the half. So, after that final timeout, the Bulldogs trailing the Red Devils 34-30 with 53 seconds left in the half. Ball is on the Iowa 31-yard line. Maybe 31 and a half. 2nd and 17. Yeah. So, again, I think back, the Devils had only lost one game to Westbrook by 1 point. When the Bulldogs played Westbrook, we had several players who were sick with illnesses or had been sick that week, and then we had 4 or 5 turnovers within the 15-yard line. And so the Bulldogs came out here executing all those little details really well and kind of growing into a very complete team and a very difficult team if they can get past this number one ranked Red Devil in this round. 53 seconds left and a half. Devils face with 2nd and 17 going to center. There's that hits Jackson. Jackson going to find a hole. Still on his feet. Going to be brought down at the Bulldogs 35-yard line. 41 seconds and counting. Going to be a 3rd and 4 for the Devils. There's the snap, pitch back to number 20 for the Devils. Going to be brought down. Be enough for a first down there. So we're going to have to move the chains. Devils get set in their formation and go quick. There's 30 seconds left in the half. Ball is at the Devil 21-yard line. So it's going to be a first and 15. There's the snap. Devil's looking to throw the ball. He's going to be hit by several Bulldog defenders. He's going to throw the ball incomplete. So 21 seconds left there. It was Juarez and Cabrera who were able to bring the quarterback down. Bulldogs down by 4. Devils knocking on scoring. Bulldogs really need to stop him here. The Devils will get the ball at half. Or the Bulldogs will kick to the Devils at half. 21 seconds left. Rankin at the Bulldog 21-yard line. They get set in the under center. There's a snap. And to throw the ball, they have a screen. It's going to be complete. They're going to be tackled and brought down at the 5. And it looks like Rankin's going to call a timeout. That's Rankin's second timeout of the half. There's 14 seconds left. 14 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs down 4. So the Bulldogs were only down 2 and then just had a rough offensive series is the nicest way I can describe it. They end up with a 25-yard loss, get a safety, and now the defense, which is still strong, is holding this Red Devil offense. Again, these are, according to Six Man Football, is the number one ranked team in the state that the Bulldogs are facing, and they're going blow for blow with them. However, the dominant dog defense is going to have to show its teeth here against the Devils and stand strong. The Bulldogs have done so for much of the first half, and are looking to do so here as well. So this is a big third and goal from the 7. 14 seconds left in the half. Rankin probably gets to run at least 2 plays. They've got another timeout. There's a snap. Hits to Jackson running on the near side. He's going to be hit and stuffed by several Bulldog defenders. He gains a few yards, but the Devils are going to call another timeout. So now it's going to be a first and goal for the Devils. That really doesn't matter. There's 9 seconds left in the half. Devils use their final timeout there. The Bulldogs don't have a timeout. The dominant dog defense has basically 9 seconds to say, we're going to cut the bleeding here, get into halftime, and then try to make something happen on the other side of halftime. Or they'll go into halftime trailing by more. Basic math for us. So the Bulldogs have really played a phenomenal game tonight. There are many people who didn't think the Iowa Bulldogs would even be in this game. Yet the Dogs have come out and gone blow for blow and punch for punch with the Devil. Good toe-to-toe with the Devil, and it didn't break. They just keep coming. That's right. 9 seconds left in the half. Devil's going to come out of the shotgun this time, a different formation. They've only run this maybe 2 or 3 times in the game. First and goal from the 5, so 5 yards for a touchdown, 9 seconds left in the game, no timeouts. There's the set, no time left in the half. The Devils throw the ball, break down in the coverage, at a wide open receiver, and it's going to be a touchdown, Devils. So really, the Bulldogs have played phenomenal tonight, just have had the last minute and 54 seconds has about gone as bad as it could have been as the Devils get ready to try the 2-point kick. There's a snap to hold the kick. The ball's up. And it's good. So, with 5 seconds left in the half, Bulldogs are now trailing 42-30 as the Devils score 10 points in about a minute and 45 seconds. And the Devils will have to kick to the Bulldogs. The Dogs have no timeouts left. We will see what's happening here. Let me
refresh my app and see if I can see some scores from around while both teams are in their huddles. Claxton is going to go back for deep for the Bulldogs. Rankin has them one onside kick. I would be shocked if they try to do one here. I would think they're just going to try to kick it deep, although they could to get the clock going. And they're going to do an end-over-end kick. It's going to be picked up by Claxton, who's bouncing around 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, no time left in the half. He's going to be brought down. And that'll be halftime. So, at the half, the Bulldogs are trailing the Devils by 12 points, 30-42. Bulldogs have played a really, really good game of football so far with just a couple of shooting themselves in the foot over the last minute and a half. So, halftime comes at a good time for the Dogs. There's 15 minutes left in the half. Rankin has a band that looks like they're going to come out and march with 4-4 kids. It feels like it's 33 degrees. So I'm going to take a quick breather, go offline, and move back with you here in about 10 minutes or so for second half of football live from Grady, Texas. The Iowa Bulldogs take on the Rankin. All right, Bulldog fans, Ben Moore back with you. We've got some extra visitors in the booth because they went out. I won't say who, but we all know. 2 minutes, 35 seconds left in the halftime break. Bulldogs trailing the Devils 42-30. Where'd y'all say the score was? 36-14, Westbrook leading Garden City. I had neither. I'll scroll up and see if I can refresh my... waiting for it to refresh. Again, Bulldogs have played a really, really good game against a really good opponent. Just the last minute and a half, shot themselves in the foot several times, so the Bulldogs are going to have to come out of the halftime break, firing on all cylinders. The Bulldogs will be kicking to the Devils. Let's see, Snyder is trailing Ferris, 24-21 now, with 9:58 left in the fourth quarter. Klondike is leading Sanderson 40-30. Lorraine's defeated Panther Creek 56-0. And like we said earlier, Westbrook's leading Garden City 36-14. And the last time it was updated, there was a minute and 27 seconds left in the second half. So I would imagine that game is probably in halftime by now. So the Bulldogs came out surprisingly, stood toe-to-toe with the Devil, didn't flinch, punched him in the mouth several times, came out in some different formations. Did a lot of really, really good things. You can tell there's a lot of talent on this Red Devil team Dogs are facing. However, the Bulldogs have done a phenomenal job of controlling and maintaining damage. Again, outside of the last minute and 30 seconds where the Devils scored 10 points on a safety and then a touchdown. But the Bulldogs are going to kick to the Devils. It's going to be Partain, who's a kicker from on the right side of the field to the left. The Devils going to send back Martinez deep. Martinez has run the ball well for the Devils. This time, the ball's going to go over the head of Martinez out of the back of the end zone for a touchback. So it's going to be a first and 15 for the Red Devils from their own 20-yard line. Devils get set. They're going to go under center. Two down linemen on the near side. One set in the backfield. There's snap is picked back to Jackson running on the near side. Jackson's going to be met by Hernandez, and Hernandez brings him down, maybe a gain of one. They're going to say two, so it's now second and 13 for the Devils. Ball is at the Rankin 22-yard line. Red Devils going to get set under center. This time they're going to have two running backs stacked back under the quarterback. He's going to be under center. There's a snap. It's Jackson running on the near side.
Jackson's got some blockers ahead of him. He's going to be pushed out of bounds by Partain, leveled. Enough for a first down, but just barely across the first down yard. That gets the Devils up to the 36 of their own 36, so it'll be a first and 15 from there. 9:17 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs trailing 30-42. Devils get the ball, pitch it back to, I say Jackson, that's Joyce. Joyce with the ball still on his feet, going to be brought down hard. It's Partain and Cabrera running on the far side, so that's going to set up a second and about 10 for the Devils as a 5-yard gain. The Devils get set under center. They pitch the ball to Joyce. Trey's running on the far side. This time it's going to be brought down by the Bulldogs again. Gains maybe 4 yards. So the ball's going to be put at the Bulldog 35-yard line. So it's going to be a 3rd and 6 for the Devils. This is where the Bulldogs can make something happen. If they can get a stop here on 3rd and 6 and force the Devils into a 4th down situation. Devil kick set under center. Wait to see who. Somebody was offside. The Bulldogs jumped offside, but were they drawn offside by the Red Devils? This is what the referees are going to talk about. No, they're going to say the Bulldogs jumped offside. So now it's going to be a 3rd and 1 for the Devils. Coach Goodwin not happy about it, but the referees won't talk to him. So 3rd and 1 now for the Devils from the Iowa Bulldogs 30-yard line. Defense needs to stand strong here. Get a good stop, get some life breathed into the team. Devils get that under center. There's a snap pitch to Joyce running on the far side away from Allen. The huge holding is not called again. It's just not going to get called tonight. So it's a 1st down for the Devils. So now it's a 1st and goal from the Bulldog 26-yard line, maybe 27. The Red Devils don't huddle up. They just have the quarterback kind of run around. They always have close formations. There's a snap underneath. This time the Red Devil quarterback is going to run and try to throw the ball. He's going to toss it. Great defense by Pena. Pena able to jump up and keep the receiver from seeing the ball. The ball was also overthrown. That's an incomplete pass. Pena right there to make the deflection. So now it'll be a 2nd and 15 for the Devils from the Bulldogs 27-yard line. Bulldogs trailing 12-30-42 with 7:13 left in the third quarter. Devils going to come out with a shotgun this time. There's a snap. Hand off to Joyce running on the near side. So it's a 10-yard gain. I mean, there was a massive hold there. They had his arms all the way around Juarez. Coach Goodwin's pleading for the White Hat to just look at a list, or they're not going to. So it's a 3rd and 6 for the Devils now. Should we be surprised the team named after Lucifer is cheating? No. No, we should not. There's a snap pitch back to Joyce running on the near side. Now Joyce runs the far side. Actually, that's Jackson who's going to run on the far side. It's going to be a touchdown, Devils. You can hear the crowd getting frustrated, and it is frustrating when those things don't go your way, but as a player, you can't do anything about it. You just have to stand up and keep going. So Devils take an 18-point lead. Now we're going to charge 2 points PAT. There's a snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up, almost blocked. Not going to be. It's going to be good. A few times the Bulldogs have been able to send defenders through the gap. They just haven't been able to keep the Devils from getting the field goal. So, with 6:34 left in the third quarter, Devils leading the Dogs 50-30. Sponsors for the broadcast include Ira Baptist Church, seek to make disciples, to make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, and service. Visit FBCIra.com for more information. Visit Facebook and Instagram at Ira Baptist. Ira Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. Visit our Facebook page at Ira Church of God. Crossroads Oil and Gas was established in 2019. In 2020, we purchased Apache's Eastern Shelf properties located primarily in Storyboard and Fisher counties. Our Ira offices, our field office located in Ira, Texas, is proud to support local vendors and charities, proudly employ local residents in the oil and gas industry. So Red Devils lining up to take an onside kick. We'll see what happens here. And it's going to be an end-over-end onside kick. It's going to be picked up by Pena for the Bulldogs, who falls down on the ball at the 30. The Bulldogs take over from their own 30-yard line. 6:33 left in the third quarter. You cut everything else out. Don't look at the scoreboard here and just drive down and get a touchdown. Get some momentum built back on you. Keep the Red Devil defense on the field. And that's the plan. Two receivers to the near side. Two in the backfield. Partain's going to be the quarterback. There's a step back. Partain pitches it to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball. Doesn't have any receivers open. Still darting around in the backfield. Still on his feet. And he's going to toss it forward to Allen. Allen's got the ball and the first down. What a terrible spot. He was way ahead of the yard line, but they're going to mark him where he got tackled instead of where his forward progress ended. So it's going to be a second and one now. That's just a rough spot for the Bulldogs. So it's a second and one from the Devil 36-yard line. 5:55 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs trailing by 20. Same formation, two receivers to the near side, two in the backfield. There's the snap. Partain gets it, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton looking downfield. That's going to be pursued by three defenders. He's going to toss it forward to Cabrera, and just off the chest, incomplete. Now it's a third and one for the Bulldogs from the Devil 36-yard line. 5:30 left in the third quarter. Dogs trailing 20-30-50. Bulldogs going to break the huddle. Two receivers to the near side. Two in the backfield. There's Stent Partain gets it, pitches it to Claxton. Claxton has the ball. This time he's just going to try to run and get 1 yard. Dances around in the backfield. He's going to be dropped for a loss of about four. Claxton trying to make something happen. And instead of just running for the one, darts around, tries to make a bigger play, gets tackled for a loss of four. And now it's going to be a fourth and five for the Bulldogs. 5:05 left in the third quarter. Big fourth down for the Bulldogs. Need to convert this to keep momentum on their side and keep this game from getting out of hand. Two receivers to the near side, two in the backfield. There's the snap. Partain gets it, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball, being pursued by two Red Devils. He's going to toss it. It's going to be caught by Allen. They're not going to give him forward progress as a first down, and so it's going to be a turnover on downs. That one was probably a more correct call, but I still don't think that first call, they set the ball where Zane was tackled, not where his forward progress had stopped. Tossed the Bulldogs the first down there, and now it's going to be Red Devil ball at the Bulldogs at the Devil 37-yard line. 4:37 left in the third quarter. The dominant Dog defense is going to have to stand up and make something happen here. There's a snap. Pitch to Jackson running on the near side. He's going to be stopped. They're going to give him, just another very generous spot. They're spotting him I mean, almost a yard forward with what seems a yard forward every time. So that's going to be a second and 14. Devils get set under center. There's the snap. He's kind of pitched Jackson running on the far side. He's still on his feet. And he's going to be gone for a touchdown. Just stinks looking at it because the Bulldogs are doing everything they're supposed to be doing. There's just what looks like from up here, lots of holding that's going on and just not being called. There really hasn't been many flags called tonight, period. And the Bulldogs now down 26 as the Devils try to kick the two-point PAT. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up. And it's good. So, with 4:01 left in the half, Bulldogs now trail 28 to the Red Devils, 30-58. This broadcast is brought to you by Snyder Iron and Metal, with top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup available, roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods available with locations in Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Kickwater, and Andrews. The Snyder Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center provide a strong foundation for our community by partnering with businesses and promoting growth through chamber support and tourism. Go get them dogs. Bell Cypher and Steel Funeral Home, independently owned and operated, serving Bell Snyder, Ira, Hermley, and Scurry County for many years. Go Bulldogs. All right. Franklin going to get set and try to kick the onside kick, get the end over end. It's going to be picked up by Pena. Falls on the ball at the Bulldogs 34-yard line. So 4:01 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs really need to try to find a spark or something just to keep this game within reach, trailing 28 with about a quarter and a half of play left. Just get some momentum built up on your side, make a few good plays, stay in the game, and see what happens. Bulldogs send two receivers to the near side, two in the backfield. There's the snap. Partain's got the ball. He's going to toss it short. It's going to be incomplete to Allen. There were two receivers there, and just went over the head of Allen, one of those plays. He's trying to make something happen quickly and catch the defense off guard instead of Partain pitching it back to Claxton. Instead, he threw it short. Ball's incomplete. Now it's going to be second and 15 with 3:58 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs trailing 58-30. Second and 15 for the Bulldogs. Ball on the Bulldogs 34-yard line. Same formation, two receivers to the near side, two in the backfield. There's the snap. Partain gets it. This time he dumps it short to Corey. Corey got the ball. He's still on his feet. He's got 5 yards. He's got 10 yards. He's going to be drug out of bounds. Gain of about 12 for the Bulldogs, maybe even 13. It's going to set up a third and 2 for the Dogs. 3:41 left in the – no, that's 2. It should have been 2. Third and 2.5. Maybe it's 3:25 left in the third quarter and counting. Bulldogs finding a little bit of offensive life here. They've got the ball down to the Devil 33-yard line. There's the snap. Partain's got it. Pitches it to Claxton. Running on the far side. Claxton's going to take it off. He's got enough for it. First down and some. Going to be hitting drug out of bounds. Way out of bounds, but no flags come. For a first down, Dogs get the ball at the Devil 25-yard line now. 3:08 left on the clock. So, Bulldogs finding a little bit of life here on this offensive drive, able to get a relatively easy first down here. Coach Goodwin sends the play in with Partain. He's going to tell the team what it is. Dogs has the ball on the Devils 25-yard line, faced with a first and 15. 3:06 left in the third quarter. Same formation, two receivers to the near side, two in the backfield. There's snap. Partain gets it. Looking to throw the ball. He's going to toss it to Cabrera. Cabrera with a one-handed catch is able to run into the end zone for a touchdown. Bulldogs! It is, feels like it is 32 degrees outside. That's not an exaggeration. And Jarrett Cabrera, the senior, one-handed caught that football, ran into the corner of the end zone for a touchdown to pump some life into this dire Bulldog team. Now the score is 36-56. The Bulldogs trying to go for the two-point PAT. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up. No good. Looks like it was too far on the near side. So that's going to keep the score 36-58. Bulldogs trailing the Devils with 2:59. Left in the half. Sponsors for the broadcast include McWilliams Pharmacy, the only locally owned and operated pharmacy in Snyder. They have all sorts of gifts and home decor, which provide new innovations and a wide variety of over-the-counter items. They deliver and try to make your health and care a part of what you do best. Legacy Fuels. We sell propane, diesel, and lubricants and have been in business since 1937. We deliver to Story County and surrounding areas. Ira Booster Club, hydrogen bad. It's hard to read these now. It wasn't at the beginning of the year. Ira Booster Club, proudly supporting all Ira Bulldog activities on the field or in the classroom. Visit our Facebook page to find out how to help. Doug and Susie White, proud Ira Bulldogs, with a family, graduate of Ira, with a family of four generations of graduates, starting with our two brothers, both of us, our two sons, Rodney and Ronald, our grandson, Raddy. Raddy is the fifth generation of his mother's side, orange and black, run through our veins, proud the Ira Bulldog supporter. Partain got to be the kicker for the Bulldogs. Boots it high enough. It's far enough, but Martinez is going to pick it up at the four and take off running. Martinez has the ball up to the 20 now. Gets brought down by the Bulldogs at around the 30. Looks like that was Bishop with the tackle. So they're going to give the spot to the Devils at the 32.5. So it'll be a first and 15 from the Devils' 32.5-yard line. 2:53 left in the third quarter. Devils get set under center. 52 running back on the far side. It's going to be caught by Partain and drugged down, but not after a gain of about 5 yards. Set up a second and around 10. Devils get the ball up to the Bulldogs' 37.5-yard line. 2:25 left in the third and counting. Devils get set under center. There's a snap. It's going to be a pitch back to number 20 again, running on the far side. He's going to be hit by multiple Bulldogs and brought down after a gain of maybe another 3 or 4, and this is going to set up a third and about 6. So, big third and 6 for the Bulldogs here. Stop the Devils, get them into a fourth and tough yardage and try to make something happen. Devils get that under center. There's snap pitch to number 21 on the near side. He's hit by several Bulldogs, still on his feet. Not going to get much, but maybe a yard or two. That gave him 3 yards on that fall forward. These two, here's the problem. I can see it right here. The two side judges are not lined up together, and they're spotting it off of the far side. That's what's happening. So it's going to be a fourth and about 5 now for the Devils. Devils get that under center, drop back, looking to pass the ball. They're going to dump it short. It's going to be caught by the Devils. He's going to break two tackles and go into the end zone for a touchdown. So that puts the score 36-64. Rampton gets ready to kick the 2-point PAT. The the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up, and it's good. So now the score is 66-36 with 109 left in the third quarter. Sponsors for the broadcast include Prosperity Bank. Proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs, Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Cogga Memorial Hospital. Cogga Memorial Hospital in Snyder is proud to support the Iowa Bulldogs. We're happy to help with any of your medical needs. Calvary Baptist Church. Calvary is a place. Well, I'm going to save Calvary for after the kickoff because I don't think I can get it off before. So, Bulldogs now trailing the Devils by 30 with 109 left in the third quarter. Devils going to get set to do the onside kick. Unfortunate breaks for the Bulldogs here, but continue to power through adversity. The game is certainly not over. We're going to have some Bulldog magic happen. There's the onside kick picked up by Pena. Recovers the kick at the Bulldogs 34-and-a-half-yard line. Yeah, I'd say 35. They're going to put the nose of the ball right on the edge of it. Bulldogs trailing by 30, 66-36. The Dogs take over on offense, looking to make something happen here. Two receivers to the near side, two in the backfield. Payne kind of split off of the halfback on the far side. There's the snap. Partain gets it, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton has the ball looking around, being pursued by several Devils. He's going to be brought down, but not before he threw the ball away, so it's going to be an incomplete pass. There, referees going to gather together and see if that was intentional grounding. Waiting to see what the referees are going to signal and call. There's not been a flag. They didn't signal a flag, but they're going to mark the ball back 15 and say intentional grounding. There's not a flag. They never threw one. Oh, I see what you're talking about way over there. But, yeah, there is a flag. It just blends in with the color of the grass. The white hat's coming over. We talked to Coach Goodwin, finally. This is the first time in the game this has happened. 103 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs just got called for a intentional grounding. Bulldogs trailing by 30 and are now, at the moment, faced with a second and 30. It's going to be hard in six-man to convince a referee to change their mind when they've made a ruling. Coach Goodwin in the White Hat still talking about the play and talking about the intentional grounding ruling. Again, no instant replay. We have Grayson here who can play it back for us, but I don't think they would be very appreciative of the amount of showing film. And Grayson doesn't want to get cold. So it's going to be a second and 30 for the Bulldogs from their own 20-yard line now. 101 left in the third quarter and counting. Two receivers to the near side, two in the backfield. There's the snap. Partain gets it, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton running for his life, being pursued all around. He's going to dump it short to Partain. Partain's got the ball. Going to not break one tackle, break two tackles. Still on his feet. He's at the line of scrimmage. He's at the 10. He gets a 15-yard, the 20-yard touchdown. Sorry, I got way confused in my own head. It's a 20-yard run for the Bulldogs. I was looking at the first down marker. I was calling it the end zone. It wasn't the end zone. Not for a first down for the Bulldogs. No. Good night. So it's not going to be a first down for the Bulldogs. I thought Brighton was way ahead of where that was at. It's going to be a 3rd and 7. And that could have been just me and my chaos in my own head. 38 seconds left in the third. 3rd and 7 for the Bulldogs. There's a snap. Partain gets it, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball, tosses it. He's got Allen being pushed in the back, but no fouls or flags are called, and it falls incomplete. So now it's going to be a 4th and 7 for the Bulldogs.
Dogs trailing the Devils by 30 with 33 seconds left in the third quarter. Faced with a 4th and 7. Ball is set at the Devil 35, 6, 7 and a half yard line. The play clock is down. I don't see what's going on. I can't tell what the play clock was. No, they were on earlier. The whole second half?
Yeah.
And Coach Goodwin's going to call a timeout here as he contemplates what to do and get his team on the same page for this play. So after the timeout, Bulldogs trailing the Devils 36-66 with 33 seconds left in the third quarter. Calvary Baptist Church is a place for the whole family to gather and worship Jesus with an emphasis on the gospel, fellowship, and community outreach. We have two opportunities to worship on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., as well as services on Wednesdays beginning with a free meal at 5 p.m. We hope to see everybody there so we can warmly tell you, welcome home. Ira Pump and Supply, call Ira Pump and Supply for all your downhole pump and oil field needs. And First Bank and Trust in Snyder. Thank you guys for sponsoring these broadcasts and supporting these teams. We'll continue to follow the Bulldogs up there to playoff run here, although right now they're down in a pretty severe hole with 33 seconds left in the third quarter, and the Dogs are facing a 4th and 7 from the Devil, 35, 6, 7 and a half yard line. Two receivers to the near side. Three in the backfield. There's the snap. Partain gets it. Pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball. He's going to step it off short to Juarez. Juarez got the ball. He might be able to get a first down. And he does! Huge play for the Bulldogs! Claxton had three Red Devils in his face trying to bring him down. He dunked it to Dimitri, who was about 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. And Dimitri took off for what was... it will be classified as about a 16, 17-yard gain, but he really ran well over 20 yards to get that first down. And now the Bulldogs have a 1st and 15 from the Red Devil 25, 6, 7, 8-yard line. It looks like the Bulldogs are going to let the clock run out in the third quarter and get to the fourth quarter. The Bulldogs trailing 30, head into the fourth quarter looking to score. Had a huge hole to climb out of here, but if there's some magic left, now's the time to show it. Let me refresh my scores app from around and see if we can figure out the scores from some of the other games and some of the other teams that we're somewhat close to as Scurry County residents and Ira Bulldog football fans. Okay, let's see. Snyder fell, did not defeat Ferris. Ferris defeats the Snyder Tigers 31-21. Klondike is leading Sanderson 63-36. And Westbrook is leading Garden City 66-22. With 1:21 left in the third. So our game is just a little bit ahead of their game. Bulldogs playing the Devils closer than Garden City is playing the Wildcats. All right, it's going to be Bulldogs ball, 1st and 15 for the Dogs. Ball is set at the Devil 28-yard line. And this will be the first play of the fourth quarter. Two receivers to the far side, two in the backfield. There's a snap, Parkin gets it, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball, tosses it deep. He's got Allen. Allen jumps up, makes the catch. Allen has it in, got Allen, touchdown! Right out of the gate, 8 seconds, and the Bulldogs able to go 38 yards for a touchdown. Puts the score 42-66 as the Bulldogs are going to try to go for the two-point PAT. Bishop's the snapper, Hernandez the holder, Partain the kicker. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up. Hernandez got hit, but they're not going to call anything. And it's no good. It was just too high. Bulldogs
missed three PAT tonight. That's 6 points left on the board there. But get some offensive momentum going there. Had a huge play, able to score on the Devils. Puts the score 66-42 with 9:52 left in the third quarter. Broadcast brought to you by Ira Baptist Church. Ira Baptist Church seeks to make disciples to make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, and service. For more information, visit sbcira.com or check out at Ira Baptist on Facebook and Instagram. The Ira Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. Visit our Facebook page at Ira Church of God. Crossroads Oil and Gas was established in 2019. In 2020, we purchased Apache's Easter Shelf properties located primarily in Scree, Borden, and Fisher counties. Our field office is located in Ira, Texas, and we strive to support local vendors and charities, proudly employ local residents in the oil and gas industry. Bulldogs get set to do the kickoff. Martinez is the deep man back for the Devils. Partain is the kicker for the Bulldogs. Partain runs up. There's the kick. It's going to be an end-over-end kick. Going to be bobbled by the Red Devil, still on his feet. The Red Devil defender, hear this, picked the ball up at the 20 and fell backwards 10 yards to get it negative 10 yards on the carry. So the Devils will take over on their own 10-yard line. That time, Partain just kicked the ball. It wasn't an onside kick. It was just kind of one that was meant to hit the ground and roll, did exactly what it was supposed to do. The Red Devil player bobbled it backwards. Bulldogs take over. Force the Devils deep into their own side of the field. Devils get set under center. There's a snap pitch to Jackson running on the near side. Now he comes back to the far side. Hit and brought down after a carry of about 8-9 yards. Juarez in on the tackle. We'll set up a second and about 6 for the Devils. Devil's going to get set under center. There's the snap. Hits Jackson running on the far side this time. Jackson hit by several Bulldogs. He's going to be brought down. Not enough for a first down. Gain of about maybe 4. So now it's going to be a 3rd and around 2.5. Now, the two side judges are not spotting at the same spot, and that's, I think, what caused some of our confusion and frustration. There's Snap hits the near side. Devils are going to have enough for a first down and some. Running back still on his feet. He's going to be pushed out of bounds by Pena. Running back able to get the ball all the way down to the Bulldog 35-yard line before he was pushed out of bounds. So it's going to set up a first and 15 for the Devils from the Bulldog 35-yard line. 8:43 left in the fourth quarter in the game. Bulldogs trailing and looking to have some magic happen here. Devils get set under center. There's a snap. This time with the handoff underneath to the running back who falls forward for a gain of about 10 yards. Jaron in on the tackle, so it's going to be a 2nd and 5 for the Devils from the Bulldogs' 25-yard line. This is part of the field I cannot see. There we go. Devils going to get under center here in just a second. There's a snap. There's lots of movement before the snap. Running back still on his feet, but it's going to be brought down. We'll see where they spot it. Probably be a favorable spot. Probably call it a first down, but it's going to be right at the down marker. A little bit of a favorable spot. There's lots of movement before the snap of that ball, and nothing came out. Anywho, it's going to be a 1st and 15 from the Bulldog 20 for the Devils. 7:50 and counting left in the game. Bulldogs trailing 66-42. Devils get set on their center. There's a snap pitch back to Jackson running on the near side. There's a flag, and it's going to be a holding. The Devils were able to run the ball in for a touchdown. Bulldogs have not been able to get past some of the blockers or being held. It's going to be holding on the Red Devils. So wait for them to mark it off. This is going to be... This is going to set up now a first and about 20, maybe 21. That's right, 26. First and 20, no. It's about first and 22 for the Devils. Ball all the way back to the Bulldog 26, 27 yard line. Devils get set under center. There's a snap pitch to Jackson running on the near side. Jackson finds a hole. Trips and falls on the dirt. Not enough for a touchdown. He gets the ball all the way down inside the 5 for the Devils. So now it's a first and goal for the Devils from the Bulldog 2-yard line. 7:20 left in the game. Bulldogs trailing 66-42. Devils get that under center. Pitch it back to Jackson running on the inside. Jackson hit by multiple Bulldogs. Not have enough for a first down. In fact, he's going to be drugged backwards. We'll see if they move the yardstick back or if they got to the line of scrimmage. They're going to say he got maybe lost about half a yard on the carry. So it's going to be a second and about 2.5 now for the Devils. Devils get set under center. The ball was on the ground. And the Devils recover it for a touchdown. I just noticed, I saw what Zane was doing. Zane lines up right on the center, and he just dances back and forth around the center, and it's driving the quarterback crazy for the Red Devils. He'll get under center, he'll see Zane dancing, he'll jump back up. Unfortunately, it didn't matter here. That puts the Devils back up 30. The score is 42-72. The referees are huddled up trying to talk about something. They signaled touchdown. The whole Bulldogs football team is on the field. Not exactly sure what's going on. Coach Goodwin's talking to the White Hat. All of the Bulldogs are on the field, and now the kicking team is going to get on the field. But Red Devils going to try the 2-point attempt. There's a snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up. And it's good. There's the score is now 74-42. Devils take a 32-point lead against the Bulldogs with 6:33 left in the game. Bulldogs trailing the Devils 74-42. Broadcaster brought to you by Snyder Iron and Metal with top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup available with roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods available with locations in Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. The Snyder Chamber of Commerce, the Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center provide a strong foundation for our community by partnering with businesses in promoting growth through chamber support and tourism. Go get them, dogs. Bell, Seifert, and Seal. Independently, funeral home, Bell, independently owned and operated, serving Snyder, Ira, Hermley, and Scurry County for many years. Go, dogs. All right, Devils get ready to kick the ball, line up in the onside position. They're going to do a little boost kick to where none of the Bulldog defenders are, but the ball's going to roll out of bounds at around the Bulldog 18-yard line. See if Coach Gribble wants to re-kick or take the ball at around the 30. He's going to take the ball at the 30. So Bulldogs will take over. 6:33 left in the game. Bulldogs trailing 42-74. It'll be a first and 15, and the ball is going to be on the 30-yard line. two receivers to the far side, two in the backfield for the Bulldogs. This has been the dominant formation for the last several weeks. Partain gets the ball, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton has the ball being chased and pursued. Now he's running around on his feet. He's got some room. He's going to toss it deep. He's got four. He dives forward, catches the ball. Oh! Referee said the ball was incomplete because he was listening to the Red Devil player. Ball skipped. Corey ran forward. Claxton was just being chased around the backfield, tossed it. It was short. Corey ran forward, dove underneath it. See, it hit the grass first, and now it's going to be a second and 15 for the Bulldogs from their own 30-yard line. 6:21 left in the game. Bulldogs trailing 74-42. Bulldogs get set. Partain gets the ball, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball. He's got Allen. Tosses it forward. It's going to fall incomplete. It was deflected by one of the Red Devil defenders and then just not able for Allen to get his hands on the ball. So now it's going to be a third and 15 for the Bulldogs from their own 30-yard line. 6:14 left in the game. Bulldogs trailing 74-42. Two receivers to the far side, two in the backfield for the Bulldogs. There's a snap. Partain gets it, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton looking like he can take off running. Now he fakes the run. He's going to toss it. It's going to go short again and fall incomplete. He just had several Red Devil defenders there. So now, 6:05 left in the game, and the Bulldogs are faced with a 4th and 15. 74-42, Bulldogs trailing the Red Devils. Ball is at the Iowa 30-yard line. And Coach Goodwin's going to call a timeout here for this 4th and long for the Bulldogs. So at timeout, there is 6:05 left in the fourth. Bulldogs trailing the Red Devils 74-42. Sponsors for this broadcast include McWilliams Pharmacy, the only locally owned and operated pharmacy in Snyder. We have all sorts of gifts and home decor. We provide immunizations and a wide variety of over-the-counter items. We deliver and try to make your health and care a part of what we do best. Legacy Fuels, we sell propane, diesel, lubricants, and have been in business since 1937. We deliver to Scurry County and surrounding areas. The Ira Booster Club, proudly supporting all Ira Bulldog activities on the field or in the classroom. Visit our Facebook page to find out how to help. All right, out of timeout. Bulldogs face with a 4th and 15 from their own 30-yard line. Two receivers to the far side, two in the backfield, 6:05 left in the game. There's a snap. Partain gets the ball this time, drops back with the throw. He's going to toss it. He's got Zane Allen there. Zane hit. It's going to be a pass interference or something. There's the flag that throws in there. Allen was going up to catch it. Just got leveled. He was a defenseless receiver. We'll see exactly what they call here. Yeah, I forget the first down. The flag was 10 yards past the first down marker. It's going to be a pass interference on the Red Devils. So it's a first down for the Bulldogs. The penalty gives the Bulldogs a first down on what was a 4th and 15. The flag was back here, but they're going to spot the Bulldogs at the Red Devil 35-yard line. So it's 1st and 15 from the Devil 35-yard line. Two receivers to the far side, two in the backfield. There's a snap pitch back to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball. Got no receivers to take off running. He's on the sideline. He's got 5 yards. He's got... They're going to say Claxton stepped out of bounds. Oh, sideline's upset. said he didn't, but the referee said he did, so it's going to be a loss of one on the carry. Claxton is still on his feet 10 yards down the field and had another 5 yards before there was a defender who was there. Instead, it's going to be a loss of one, and so it'll be a second and 16 for the Bulldogs. .549 left in the game. Bulldogs trailing 74-42. Basically, second and 16 here. Two receivers to the far side. There's the snap. Partain gets it. Pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton runs forward. Now he drops backwards, dancing around the backfield. He's going to toss the ball. It's going to be caught complete by Caden Ford. He's going to have enough for a first down and some. Ford, he gets the ball all the way to the Bulldog, to the Devil. 13-yard line. So now the Bulldogs have a first and goal from the 13. 5:31 left in the game and counting. Bulldogs trailing 42-74, but moving the ball effectively against this Red Devil defense. Two receivers to the far side, two in the backfield. There's the snap. Partain gets it, pitches it to Claxton. Claxton just trying to run on the far side. He's going to have 5 yards. He's going to get out of bounds inside the 10. So Claxton runs for about 5, 6, 7 yards. It'll be a second and goal from the Devil 8. Second and goal for the Bulldogs. 4:57 left in the game. The clock is stopped. Claxton ran out of bounds. Bulldogs trailing 74-42. Bulldogs going to come out in a different formation. Under center, two receivers to the near side. One in the backfield. There's the snap. Partain gets it. Pitches it back. It's Allen. Allen looking to run the ball. He's going to throw it. It's caught by Pena. Oh, my goodness. Allen threw the ball for a touchdown. They're going to say he stepped out of bounds before he threw it. Oh, man. Just another tough break for the Bulldogs here. Allen had the ball, was running forward, stepped backwards, threw the ball into the end zone for a touchdown. Cabrera was the receiver, but instead the sideline judge says he stepped out of bounds before he threw the ball. Now Coach Goodwin is talking to the white hat. If he did step out of bounds, they did not blow the whistle. So now it's a third and goal from the 9 for the Bulldogs with 4:51 left in the game. Two receivers to the far side. Two in the backfield. Partain in the shotgun. There's the snap. Partain gets it. Pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw, being pursued by several Red Devils. Claxton tosses it into the end zone. It's going to fall incomplete just outside the hands of Pena. Oh, no, Allen. And so now it's going to be a fourth and goal from the 9 for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs trailing 74-42. Faced with a fourth down from 9 yards out of the end zone. Waiting for the Bulldogs to break the huddle and get the play in. Bulldog's going to get set. Two receivers to the far side, two in the backfield. In the shotgun, Partain gets it, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton has the ball, looking to throw it, being pursued by several Red Devil defenders. And he's going to throw the ball up, and it's going to be knocked incomplete for a turnover on downs. .437 left in the game. Bulldog's trailing 74-42, which is a 32-point difference. the dominant dog defense is going to have to come out, has the Red Devils pinned back to their own 9-yard line after the turnover on down. Red Devils get set. There's the snap. Hits Jackson running on the far side. Jackson's going to be hit and brought down. Couple Bulldogs in on the tackle. Looks like it's Juarez and Allen. They gave him a pretty generous spot again, gain of about 6 yards, so it's going to be a 2nd and 9. Ball set at the Bulldog 16. 4:05 left in the game and counting. Red Devils get set. There's the pitch to Jackson running on the far side. Jackson hit by Hernandez. Hernandez drops him. Gain of about a couple yards, so now it's going to be a 3rd and 7. 4 the Devils. There's a snap, hand up underneath, hit immediately by Allen and Juarez. Sorry, that's Cabrera and Juarez in on that tackle. So now it's going to be a 4th and 5 for the Devils. 3:30 left in the game and counting. Devils get set under center. This is a 4th and 5. It's Pitt Jackson running on the far side. Jackson's going to be hit and drug out of bounds after a 6-yard gain. So giving 7. So that's a 1st down for the Devils. So it's a 1st and 15 for the Devils from the Bulldog 27, maybe 26.5-yard line. 3:08 left in the game. Clock is stopped because the Devils ran out of bounds. This time, Devils get set in the shotgun. There's a snap. Flies over the quarterback's head. He falls on the ball, so it's going to be a sack or a loss, however you want to classify it. And it's going to be a pretty large one. Loss of about 7-8 yards. So now it's going to be a 2nd and 22. Same formation for the Devils in shotgun. There's the snap. This time the quarterback gets it, pitches it to Jackson running on the near side. Jackson's going to be pushed to the bounds by Partain. Gain of about 6-7 for him. He's going to get the ball all the way up to the Bulldog, or to the Red Devil 25-yard line. So now it's going to be a 3rd and 17 for the Devils. Three:44 left in the game. Clock stopped because the Red Devils tackled out of bounds or pushed out of bounds. There's a snap. Hit to the Devils. Hit hard! Goodness! That's Cabrera. The Devil running back gets the ball, doesn't get to the line of scrimmage. They're going to say he did, but he was tackled way back there. They gave him 3 yards on the carry. Cabrera tackled him well behind the line of scrimmage. His feet were on the line of, or on the line of scrimmage. His back was well past it, but they're going to say now it's a 4th and 16-17. There's a snap to the Red Devils, looking to throw the ball, being pursued. He's going to be sacked. The ball stripped and picked up by the Bulldogs. Juarez falls on the ball. Ira takes over. Cabrera, 2 plays in a row, just whooped on the running back, and then that time Cabrera jumped on the quarterback. I think he thought the quarterback was going to throw it. The quarterback didn't. Cabrera landed on him, knocked the ball out, and he was able to fall, the ball stripped down, and it was Juarez who was right there to jump on the ball. So now it's going to be a 1st and goal for the Bulldogs coming from the Devil 16-yard line. It's not a 1st and goal, sorry. It's a 1st and 15 from the 16 for the Bulldogs. There's a snap out of the IRI to Partain running on the far side. Now he comes back to the near side. Now he comes back again to the far side. Now he's going to be brought down after a gain of about 5 yards. Bulldogs broke the huddle quickly and came out of the IRI. So now it's a 2nd and about 10. 2nd and 10 for the Bulldogs. Ball is set at the Devils 13-yard line. Out of the IRI. There's the snap. Hernandez has the ball. This time he tosses it to Allen. It just goes over his head a little too far. Falls incomplete. third and 12 for the Dogs. Ball is on the Devil.
And ball's going to be on the Devil. 14-yard line or so. And there's not individual yard line markers. It's made it kind of difficult for me to estimate where they're at. Not that you can tell because you're not here.
1:21 left in the game. Bulldogs get set in the eye-to-eye. Fernandez under center. There's the snap. Fernandez gets it, picks it to Partain. Partain looking to throw the ball. He's got Allen in the end zone. Allen jumps up. It's going to be deflected, incomplete. Set up a fourth down for the Dogs. Oh, that was Jarrett S. Cabrera in the end zone. Thank you. All those single-digit numbers are, the lines are just so dim in my eyes anymore. I can't tell them apart. That was Cabrera in the end zone. The ball was deflected. It would have had to have been a pretty kind of a circus-esque catch to make it. Bulldogs set with a 4th and 12 here. Two receivers to the far side, two in the backfield. Partain in the shotgun. There's the snap. Partain gets it, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball, being chased around. He's going to toss it into the end zone. There's going to be several Bulldogs there. The Devils intercept the ball and are going to be tackled at their own 6-yard line. So really not a good play by the Red Devils. They intercept the ball on what was a 4th and 12 from the 13-yard line. Bulldogs tackle the Devils at the Devils' 6-yard line. So sends the Devils back further than if the young man would have just knocked the ball down. 1:02 left in the game. Bulldogs trailing 74-42. And I would think the Red Devils, the Bulldogs only have one timeout left. I would think they're just going to kneel the ball, and that looks like what they're going to do here. There's a snap. Devils kneel the ball. I'll have to do it a couple times. So just a tough break for the Bulldogs. Really played a phenomenal game, especially in the first half of the game. Went toe-to-toe with this Rankin team that was meant to blow the Bulldogs out of the water, but instead, the Iron Bulldogs, like I said earlier, stood toe-to-toe with the Devil and didn't flinch. Rankin snaps the ball and kneels it down, and that'll take us to the end of the game with 20 seconds left. So a heartbreaking tale for the three seniors on the team who played so well and so hard for much of the game. Much of the plays that were made by those seniors. A great battle for the Bulldogs, some great experience for some of the underclassmen, but unfortunately the Bulldogs are going to fall to the number one rated Rankin Red Devils, 74-42 in the game that was closer than the score indicated for most of the game. There's the horn. The game has ended. So I just want to say thank you again for following the Bulldogs on this journey. Didn't end the way we wanted it to, but the Bulldogs came out and fought hard against a really, really good Rankin Red Devil team, set up some stuff for the future in Iron Bulldogs football. I'm Ben Moore, been with you all year, and we will see you around Ira. You want to say anything, Grayson?
Nope.
Too bad.